From the Madison City bus terminal, she walked down to the area called the Cannery, where all the clubs and bars were. She'd been there with Alex, but only during the day. At night, it was much scarier, with lots of people who seemed to be drunk. A lot of the streetlights were broken, and there was trash and broken glass in the side streets. The whole place felt dangerous.
I wish Kat and the others were with me,
she thought unhappily. She was very relieved when she found the club quickly. It wasn't easy to see the small purple neon sign with the name Deep Purple.
Hey, kid! Are you old enough to be coming in here? Let's see some ID,
said the mean-looking security man at the door.
I'm with the band,
said Amy, trying to sound older.
I'm the, singer.
She handed over the fake ID nervously. The man looked at it suspiciously, and then spoke into the microphone clipped high on his chest.
A kid here says she's with the band. She looks about 10 years old. Name, Amy Wilson.
He listened to a voice in his earphone and then said,
Uh-huh. Well, I guess it's okay then. You can go in. The band's hanging out near the stage.
It was dark and smoky inside the club. The walls were hung with purple velvet and the ceiling was painted black. There were lots of people on the dance floor and getting drinks from the bar along the far wall. The floor was sticky from spilled drinks. Amy found the band sitting at a table on the other side of the dance floor, near the stage.
Hey, Amy, thanks for coming. Do you want a drink?
Said Eddie. He introduced Amy to the rest of the band.
Yeah, just a soda, thanks.
Coming right up,
said Eddie. He winked at the other band members.
Mal, look! Isn't that Amy over there near the stage?
Said Jay's sister Grace.
You're right, said Mal. What's she doing here?
It looks like she's with the band,
said Grace.
It looks like she's drinking beer, too. Naughty girl,
said Mal. Amy was sipping a ginger ale and running through the song list with Eddie. The ginger ale tasted weird, Amy thought. It must have come out of a machine.
You ready? We're on at 9 o'clock,
said Eddie. The band played its first set. The dance floor quickly filled up. It was very hot. Eddie got Amy another ginger ale. It was hot, thirsty work. Eddie got her another ginger ale. Near the end of the song set, it was harder and harder to get the words out. She felt dizzy. By the last song, Amy could barely sing. She felt sick. Suddenly, she ran off the stage.
She had to throw up. Something's up with Amy,
Mel said to Grace.
You go check on her in the bathroom and I'll call Jay.
When Amy woke up, she was in Alex's limousine. She had no idea what had happened. Her head was lying on Kat's lap and Kat was wiping her sweaty face with a washcloth. Her throat was so dry and her head really hurt.
What happened?
She croaked.
They put vodka in your ginger ale. They said it was to relax you and help you sing better,
said Kat. From where she lay, Amy could see Kat's watch. It said 11:15.
Oh no, is that the time?
Amy sat upright, but she felt sick to her stomach again.
It's okay, Amy. Relax. We've taken care of everything.
said Alex.
Kat called your house and asked if you could sleep over. Her mom's working tonight, so she won't see you drunk.
Amy looked around. All her friends were in the car, looking worriedly at her. The last face she saw was Alex's before she passed out again. When Amy woke up, it was morning. She was lying on Kat's bed, dressed in Kat's pajamas. She suddenly remembered everything that had happened the night before. She was so embarrassed about what she had done. As all the horrible details flashed before her eyes, Kat appeared in the doorway. She was carrying a tray with orange juice, eggs, toast, and tea.
"Now that you're a real rock star, I guess you expect breakfast in bed,"
she said with a big smile. Even though she had the world's biggest headache, Amy burst out laughing.
Her friends were so cool.